Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible, and thank you guys for subscribing. We're blessed enough to have an interview with District 2 Constable John Hicks, not County District 2 Constable John Hicks. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great, man. How are you doing?
Thanks for the opportunity to interview.
Hey, thank you.
And, did you work, I don't know if you worked the ice storm last week or no. I mean, did you or no?
Not really. You know, I've not had any phone calls saying they needed my assistance on anything. So, I've stayed off the road. That way, I haven't been a hindrance or, you know, a hazard to anyone else. You know, these roads, man, they just, you can't really see the ice until you're on it. So, it's so dangerous, man. I'd rather stay off of them until they call me.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was just wondering if somebody called.
No one called.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all, man. These roads are really bad. I don't know if you've seen on Facebook, but there was a big car, like not a car, but a snowplow that slipped into a creek in Perry County. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I seen that. I can't remember the girl's name. Kelly. It's Kelly. I seen that she posted that and flipped over on the side right in front of her house.
Yeah, I believe a former deputy coroner in Perry County took that picture, Kenneth Hall. I think he took the picture and sent it to WYMT, I believe. I'm sure there was more than one person that took the picture, though.
Yeah, I think it's Kelly Page. I can't remember exactly for sure if it was or not, but yeah, she may have shared it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that ice, man. I tell you, if you go too fast, it's dangerous. If you go too slow, it's dangerous. I mean, I was listening to, I guess it was the Prestonsburg County Judge. He was talking about it. He said there's just a mediocre area there that you have to stay within, and if you go too fast, then you're going to lose control. If you go too slow, then your car is going to slide and you have no control. Basically, he said it best. If you've got any issues and worries about being on the road, don't get on.
Yeah.
So.
And you're running for re-election in 2022. When is the filing? When do you refile for re-election?
From the best of my knowledge, it's in January. That January in 2022. Don't know the deadline to get it done, but I do know they started in January.
Mm-hmm.
For registered.
And this time you're running as a Republican, which I do not blame you at all.
Yeah, I took my affiliation with the Democratic Party out about the beginning of last year, I guess it was. It's hard to back a party that's for everything that I'm against and against everything I'm for. So I sleep better at night knowing that I'm not included in the Democratic Party. Now, it may cost me the election, but now. That's all right. It's a personal thing to me, and I'm a proud Republican now.
Yeah, the Democratic Party is for abortion and for no borders. They're for pretty much everything that's wrong.
Yeah, not necessarily every Democrat is for that, but their party represents.
Yeah, the national party.
Yeah. So I'm staying away from that. I have no part of that.
Yeah. I think even whoever wins the Democratic nomination for Constable, I think people should still vote for you, even if they voted for whoever the Democratic nominee is. If they voted for them in the Democratic primary, they should still vote for you because you're a good Christian man, you're a great constable, and you're a great person.
Well, I appreciate that. Like I've said before, I'm nothing without God.
Yes, sir. God's great.
I am who I am by the grace of God. I enjoy my job. I mean, there's things that, you know, you have to do that you don't really like to do. But, you know, when I, like I told you last time, when I serve a paper, it's not a personal vendetta against anybody. It's nothing personal at all. It's just my job. I mean, if the court gives me a paper to serve someone and I serve you, it doesn't mean that I don't want to be your friend. That's just, you know, the duties that I accepted to do when I said I would take this job, and I've got to do that.
Yeah. And, man, I tell you, it is a bad time to be part of the Democratic Party with somebody like Joe Biden as the face of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, old scratch and sniff. Yeah. I don't have anything for him or whatever you want to call it, the Kamala or whatever. I don't have anything for him. They are my president. They are my vice president. I just have anything for him. You know, I'm not going to be like a lot of them that was saying it against Trump. Not my president. He was theirs, and if Joe Biden, if this election is truly over with, and they are elected, then yes, they are my president and vice president. As bad as I hate to say that. No, that's just part of it. I mean, we get people in office. I'm sure there's people out there right now that didn't agree with me getting elected. But, you know, I'm still a constant. Same way with Biden. You know, there's a lot of us not happy with him being in there. He's still president right now.
Yeah. And tell people why they should vote for you in 2022.
Well, the only thing I can say is if I tell you that I'm going to do something, I'll do it. I promised everybody when I ran in the 18 that I was going to do the job to the best of my ability. They would see me out doing my job. I would perform the duties of my job to the best that I could do them. And I think I've stood true to everything I've told everybody. They've seen me work, you know, accidents. They've seen me work storms, you know, that when the Easter storm hit with the fire departments and things. They've seen me serving papers. They've seen me at funerals. They've seen me at ball games. They, you know, whatever. When I get a phone call and someone says, "Hey, I need you here. Can you be here?" If I'm not tied down to where there's no way I can be there, I'm there. You know, that's one of the perks of being a single man, I guess. I don't really have to worry about hurting, you know, somebody's feelings for breaking promises or breaking dates or whatever. But when somebody calls, you know, if I'm not at work, I'm there. So, you know, that's just, I enjoy helping the community. I've always liked helping the community. I started in the rescue squad when I was 16 years old as a junior member of the Knox County Rescue Squad. Van Cook, Robert Blanton, Bear Hall, all those, I grew up under them. They taught me well. They taught me, you know, how to be genuine to people, especially in their time of need. You know, emergencies and accidents and deaths or whatever, medical issues or whatever. And, you know, it's just part of, it's actually part of being human. If you really want to get, you know, if you're only going to get technical about it, it's, you know, it's just morals. You got to really know what, you know, your morals. You got to have good morals to hold the job. And I think that God's blessed me with having good morals and good work ethic, good job ethic, you know, to perform my job. So.
Yeah. And you've worked a lot of storms.
Yeah, I mean, if we have a lot of, you know, if we have a storm that trees are down or whatever, and I'm waiting any minute to get phone calls, you know, for people saying, you know, hey, we got trees in the road, you care to come help, you know, direct traffic or whatever. You know, this ice storm, man, you can stand out on my porch and hear trees falling all over the place. Praise the Lord, we've not had any on the highways, I don't think. I've not heard anybody or I've not got any phone calls. But, yeah, I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, just being there for the community when they need you, that's part of being a country. And that's what I signed up for, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why anybody would even run against you, to be honest. Because, I mean, I think you're doing a great job. And, yeah, man, I think you're going to get a lot of support and a lot of votes in 2022. And I think you're going to win re-election. You're definitely getting my vote. And I definitely support you 100%.
Well, I sure appreciate that. I appreciate anybody that supports me. And if you don't support me, then you just tell me how I can gain your trust, and we'll work on that. I don't think I've done anything wrong to anybody in my district. But if I have, you know, I invite you to call me at any time, and you know, we'll work out whatever differences we have. I can't say we can agree on everything, but you know, I've learned that I can't agree to disagree and still remain friends. There's a lot of people have different opinions. And in this day and age, everybody thinks if you disagree, that's one of the biggest things. That's the biggest problem with this world. Everybody thinks because you disagree, you gotta hate each other. And you don't have to do that. I mean, it's, you know, whatever happened to you, to agree to disagree. You know, that's part of growing up. You know, you can't please everybody. Just smile and disagree and shake their hand afterwards.
Yeah.
But you know, if I've got somebody out there that you know has some kind of, you know, problem with me or has any kind of ill feelings towards me, you know, I invite them to reach out to me. You know, I don't want any enemies. I know I can't please everybody, but I'll help anybody, if that makes any sense. I'll help anybody I can.
Yeah. What do you think about the fact-checking world on Facebook?
You really don't want to get started on that.
I actually had a rant about fact-checking, and Joe Biden said he put together the best voter fraud organization in American history. And I got fact checked on Facebook, and I did a podcast on it, and I played the audio on the podcast, and it actually did pretty well on Spotify and stuff, which I'm surprised they didn't take my podcast off Spotify and Amazon Music and other platforms for saying stuff about fact checking.
I don't trust anything anymore as far as big tech. I mean, You look at how, I mean, just my own personal opinion. Somebody out there may disagree with, but now this is my own personal opinion. If you can turn big tech against one person, the president of the United States, and he was still president at the time, for tweeting or whatever, if they can shut him down, they've done the same thing that they've done to JFK. They assassinated him. But they didn't take his life. They shut him up. That right there to me is just too much power. That they completely took away his First Amendment right to free speech. You know, you got people, I mean, this is what I don't understand. Is big tech has so much power that they can shut down the United States presidents on here, but yet people can still get online and look up child trafficking Why don't they shut that stuff down? You know, that's what bothers me. If Big Tech has this much power, why don't they shut down all this porn stuff or the child sex trafficking and all this stuff? You know, that's what bothers me.
But they won't shut Parler down.
Yeah. Well, that's just it. It's the same way. That's the same way it was
in Germany.
I was reading an article the other day, and that's the way Germany did. They wanted to basically anyone and everyone that was in a certain political side or political group. They wanted to have them re-educated. They wanted to have them brainwashed basically into believing what they stood for. And that's socialism. And I'm sorry, this is the United States. This is not a socialist country.
Not as long as
we can still fight for what we want.
Joe Biden wants a socialist country, though.
I'm afraid that the Democratic Party, that's all they want right now. But I don't know, man. I told you I get fired up over this stuff.
I did too, about the fact check on Facebook. I did a podcast over it.
I got tickled. Somebody posted that the other day and said, fact check this Facebook. They had Joe Biden shut down 50,000 gas line jobs on the Keystone gas line. But yet he was pushing for, I can't remember if it was China or somebody across seas. He was pushing for them to put a pipeline in.
Probably China.
And fact check didn't come up with nothing. I mean, there was nothing on there. So, I just don't trust Big Tech, man. Not at all. I mean, I won't use my debit card or credit card or anything on a cellular device or anything because of that. You know, it's just, I just don't trust them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, weird stuff going on in the world right now. And Joe Biden, instead of giving people stimulus checks and letting people go back to work, they was trying to impeach a guy that's not even president anymore. And they have a...
That's their main agenda right now. They want to make it where he's guilty of something where he cannot run for president. But, it's... I don't know. They're a different breed, buddy.
Where can people get a hold of you on Facebook? Do you have a Constable page on your Facebook?
I do have a Constable page. It's John Hicks Constable District 2. Or if they need to get a hold of me for anything, they can go straight to my direct page, John Hicks. I'm always got the messenger part opened up on my phone. I may not have the actual Facebook part, but the messenger part is always open on that part, and they can contact me there. Or if they need me, my personal, my cell phone number is 502-257-1103. I'm here for the community. I'm here to help anyway. So, if I can help, then, I seen today that Dale and Robbie and a couple of the deputies and stuff was out delivering insulin to patients. The people that couldn't get out and get it. That's what I want. I want to be there for the community like those guys. They're awesome. I back my law enforcement officers in Knott County and the surrounding counties in the United States. Good guys, I'm behind them. They signed up for that. They signed up to help the community. And that's, to me, is more than anything that they can do.
Yeah, our police are definitely our heroes.
Yeah, we got some of the best.
Yep. Especially here in the United States, yep, and locally, yeah, man. We got some great police officers. And the Democrat Party is 100% against the police officers. And they're against everything that's good, to be honest. The Democratic Party has turned into the devil party, to be honest.
Well, I've noticed today I read an article about Minneapolis. They're wanting to they're wanting more police officers, and they're wanting more funding to go to the police officers after they described wanting to defund them. They're wanting them to have more police officers, give them a raise and whatever, because they're having so much that they're, I believe the response time was one of their problems. Their crime rate had tripled. I mean, it's like Papa. My Papa always told me, you give somebody enough rope, they'll hang themselves. And that's just what we done. You know, the police officers, they're like, hey, you want to defund us? All right, we'll just sit back. We'll just wait until you need us. Then we'll see what you think. And that's what they've done. And now they're like, hey, wait a minute. We really do need you guys. So, I don't know. And there's so much evil and corruption in this world. You know, and I'm not saying it's all on the Democratic Party. I mean, it's in the Republican Party, too.
Yeah, but, Mitch McConnell.
Yeah. We won't go there. But, yeah, there's just so much evil and corruption in this world, man. I had a buddy, I'll tell you this, and I'll leave you alone, but I had a buddy tell me the other day, he called me, he's like, hey, man, he said, John, he said, I've been seeing this number all the time. He said, it's 613. He said, I don't know why. He said, but every time I see this number, he said, you know, it just gives me chills. He said, I see it all the time. He said that it was, I can't remember how it was. It was the first time he seen the number, he went to a store somewhere and he bought some stuff. And he said the toll came to 613. And then he went somewhere else and got something else. I can't remember what it was. He said it ended up being 613. He said then he... some guy sent him a friend request on Facebook. He got on there to see who he was, and he was branding horses at 613 on horses. Then around Christmas time, he said that you know, somebody hacked his debit card. They sent him to it, and he ended up having 613 on the security code. I mean, it was crazy how many things. And he said that he waking up at 6:13 in the morning, in the evening time, looking at the clock, seeing 6:13. Went to a basketball game, Pee Wee basketball game, and the final score was 6:13. So my mom always told me, anytime you see the same number over and over and over again, go to your Bible, open it up, and go to each book in that Bible. Start from Genesis, go to Revelation. If it's whatever number, you know, whatever time it is or whatever number it is, the first number, go, you know, to that chapter and then verse. So I told him, I said, go to chapter 6, verse 13 of every book. And whenever you see what it is that God wants you to see, you'll understand what he's trying to tell you. So I took it upon myself to open the Bible up last night and look for that 613. And Genesis, very first book in the Bible, 613, talks of this God talking to Noah about how he's going to destroy the earth because there's so much evil in it. Now, I get chills thinking about this. Then I turn to the back book, turn to Revelation 6:13. And there it's talking about the stars in the heavens will fall like the figs from a fig tree when the wind blows. You know, that's, if that ain't a sign, what is?
That's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, so, you know, we can prepare for the 2022 election. We can prepare for vacation this summer. We can prepare for, you know, graduation or retirement. There's a lot of things in life we can prepare for. But if we ain't prepared for eternity, we're in trouble. Democrat, Republican, or whatever. You know, I honestly feel like it's like a big game of tag right now. Ready or not, here he comes.
Yeah, the world is getting crazy, man.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, man, talking about like the world end and stuff, like there's a lot of earthquakes happening and a lot of natural disasters. Didn't it say something about I'm not sure, but there's something about like the world's gonna end up, a lot of people think the world's gonna go like money, like it's gonna all be by digital or something before he comes back or something.
They're trying to do away with coin right now. I've said this for the last 10 years. I mean, they've already talked about it, and I feel like this is what they're trying to do right now, is they're trying to just completely crush the economy and have it to a one world organization. Just basically a one world economy, one world order. You know, there have been conspiracy theories about that for years and years and years. But now there's some truth to that. I honestly feel that deep down in my heart that this one world order thing, I'm afraid that maybe not in my lifetime, maybe my son's lifetime, I'm afraid that he'll see that. And that's scary.
Yeah.
But like I just said, you can prepare for a one world order. But if you ain't prepared for eternity, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm not sure what your thoughts are on the Antichrist, but I've heard a lot of people say that the Antichrist will also come back before, we'll be here before God comes back. But some people already think the Antichrist has already been here. I don't know.
I honestly don't know. There's so much evil in this world. You know, Antichrist may be many people. I don't know, but all I know is that I know who Jesus is, and we all know what he does, and that's what matters. Right? And whoever the Antichrist is, it, you know, their eternity's in hell anyway. They're not going to be able to change. So I put all my hope in Jesus and for what he done for me on the cross. That gives me peace. I don't care who the Antichrist is. I know I won't have to put up with him for long.
Yeah, he could already, that Antichrist could already been here for all we know.
I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of evil in this world. It's hard to depict who the main one is. I mean, George Soros, he'd be right up there amongst the top. Bill Gates probably right behind him. I don't know. Like I said, I ain't worried about the Antichrist. I'm worried about how me and Jesus is on turn. That's my main thing. So.
Yeah, man. This once a world supports murder, which this world supports abortion, the world has went away from God.
Well, I mean that's. Can't go to the book of Revelation, and it plainly states, in the end times, all good things will be called evil, and all evil things will be called good. And that's, if people can't see that happening right now, I mean, shoot, Stevie Wonder can see this. I mean, this is, that's ridiculous. And it's as plain as day. And, I mean, the Bible's played out right in front of us. I'm telling you, any time I'm waiting to see that Eastern sky split.
Yeah, one of my buddies, he said that maybe our phones and stuff is more evil than anything. Like our phones and stuff have so much more evil stuff on it, they could be the Antichrist.
Well, I mean, honestly, and Steve Jobs. He was one of the biggest, what would you say, what would you call it? He didn't believe in God.
Biggest atheist?
Well, I think he was called something else, but atheist, yes, that's one of them. I can't remember the other word that they used, but anyway, he was the one that designed Apple iPhones, and if you really sit and think about it, 9 out of 10 people come home And what's the first thing to do when they sit down? They pick their phone up. I'm guilty of this. I can say this. I'm guilty. You pick your phone up, you start looking at it. Now, 50 years ago, people came in from work and sat down and ate. They sat down at the chair. I can remember watching my dad, you know, 40 years ago, come in and pick a Bible up. It wasn't a phone, it was a Bible. He picked your Bible up and read something. You know, that's very, very hard for people to actually, it's not hard for them to do. It's hard for them to put their phone down to do. And I'm guilty of this. Like I said, I'm guilty of this. But now, Steve Jobs, when he invented that iPhone, I don't know if he had that in mind or what. But now, I want you to think about this. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and Eve took a bite of that forbidden fruit. Apple is a fruit. Have you ever noticed that on an iPhone, on the back of it, it's got an apple with a bite taken out of it?
I've not realized that, to be honest.
I'm not saying these phones are forbidden. I'm not, because there's a lot of good that you can do on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
If the devil can use technology to get people for him, Jesus can use them too. But we've got to be that little bridge that makes it for Jesus or makes it to the devil. You know, that falls back on our life. I mean, you can get on the internet and search for car parks, get on the internet and search for, you know, whatever else. And, you know, inevitably, you're the one that chooses what you're looking for. I scroll through Facebook sometimes, and people post stuff on there that's, you know, cussing or whatever. Well, I've learned that there's little three dots up in the corner you can push and put on, what is it called? Not unfollow, but basically you hide them for 30 days or whatever. And there's a lot of people that I've got hit on mine right now. I use Facebook. You know, I joke around and cut up on there a lot. But I honestly, the only reason that I haven't gotten rid of Facebook and whatever else was because I feel like if I can reach one person for God and lead them towards Christ, you know, it's worth the headache of having that. So, you know, I use it for my benefit to you know, just look for stuff on the marketplace or keep in contact with friends that live out of state or whatever. But now, that's not the only reason I have. The only reason that I keep it is because every time I've got ready to delete it, I feel like God's saying, you know, you're going to reach somebody that I'm trying to get to here. Yeah. So that's the only reason I have it.
Hopefully this podcast can reach people too. I know on Facebook Live, my brother, he preaches. Everybody knows that Josh preaches. And he was telling me on Facebook Live, somebody watched their services and somebody got saved. So you're completely 100% right, man. If they watch Facebook Live, like church and stuff, they can 100% get saved.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't have to be in a church to get saved. But now, it's just like an old TV show, Mama's House, I think it was, or something like that. But her son was saying, well, Mama, you don't have to go to church to see God or something like that. I can't remember how he said it, but she looks at you. You don't have to have a parachute to jump out of a plane either, but it helps.
Yeah. You know, church is great, going to man. Church,
yeah, when you surround yourself with a bunch of God's people, man, I mean, it's a help. It really helps. The fellowship is a lot. But now, like I said, I got saved in a building with four of my best friends and my son playing music.
That's amazing.
I prayed for months for God to save me, and I always promise, Lord, don't save me around my buddies. I don't want to see them, seeing me cry or anything. And waited till they got me around every one of them to save me. But I don't care if the world saved me cry. I mean, it's all about Him, and it ain't about me.
Yeah. What Andy Beshear has done to the churches, man, is so disrespectful, and he's took people's rights away, man. Like, there was some people that got, like, fines and arrested for going to church back in the beginning of the pandemic, which was absolutely ridiculous, but people can go watch Kentucky play.
I'm not 100% sure yet, but I'm thinking that they got all those throughout. They found out that was, you know, against their constitutional right. But they, you know, I'm not sure on that, but I'm pretty sure that they ended up having all those fines dismissed. Yeah, I think it was just this pandemic, man. There's a lot of politicians that's tried to use this just to see how far they can step into our constitutional rights and know what their limits are. And I think it's backfired on them. I think that all the decisions that these governors and everybody that have made, do I think that all those decisions were to benefit the public? No, not at all. But do I think that some of their decisions were good, you know, during this pandemic? I think that, you know, cutting something down to a certain percentage of, you know, how many people come in. You know, if this virus is as deadly as they say it is, and I'm not saying that it is, I'm not saying that it's not. I'm just saying that if this virus is as bad as they say it is, and I've had it, then, you know, if you put 15 people in a building and one person got it, all 15 of them got it. So, and if you put 100 people in a building, one person in there, then chances are 100 people can get it. So I think that maybe that was a good thing as far as that. But now, when it comes to leaving the bars open and shutting the churches down, no, absolutely not. Which after a while, he finally seen that, hey, you know, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing. And, or he caught enough, you know, slack from it that he knew that re-election wouldn't be very good on him. You know, he finally did shut the bars down. But I don't know. Like I said, I think a lot of them have made decisions based on how far they can step into our rights, and not per se, you know, to help us. You know, the mask mandate. You know, that's one thing that I really don't understand at all. I mean, this virus escaped a lab that is designed to keep, you know, bacteria and viruses in. And it's got multiple sections that it has to get through before it even reaches the outside. And it escaped that. Now, is a paper mask going to keep that from coming out? No, absolutely not. If I call for the mask on, guess what? Whatever's in me is coming out, and it's coming all around you too. But, you know, that's part of, I guess that's part of life. We just have to deal with it. You know, evolve from all this and move on. Hopefully this virus will die out shortly, and we'll all be healthy and
back to normal.
Back to normal. I don't think we've ever normal. I don't think this place was ever really normal. There's always some kind of chaotic something going on. Yeah. I'd like to get back to as normal as we were, though, at least.
Well, I want to thank you for being on, John.
Hey, no problem, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
You have a good night, and what's that?
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for what you do, being our constable, man.
That ain't no problem.
You have a good night, and God bless.
Hey, you too, buddy. God bless you. Thank you.
This has been the interview with District 2, with Knott County District 2 Constable John Hicks. I want to thank him for doing the interview. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good night, and God bless.